Time to talk NFL football as we're joined on the G&M Family Market phone line by Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News. Vinny, how are you this afternoon?
Good. How's it going, Rich?
Going great. Good to have you back on with us. The new power rankings are out from you guys. And number one, well, it makes sense. The only unbeaten team in the NFL, those Kansas City Chiefs. How good are they?
They're pretty good. You look at their offense, and the thing that's been the biggest surprise of this team is that they're winning with offense. You look at the defense, and there's some struggles there for sure. Without Eric Berry, he's kind of the captain, the leader. You haven't seen a lot of pressure stopping big plays from them. But the good news is Kareem Hunt and Alex Smith are making the big plays when they need it, whoever is around them. So I think as long as that continues, the Chiefs will be fine, but a good matchup this week on Sunday night against the Texans.
Big group of teams with records of 3-1 right now. Out of that bunch of 3-1 teams, who are the legitimate contenders and who are the pretenders?
Well, I think you have to look at the teams that you know very well. And in the NFC, you have to start with the playoff teams from last year, the Packers, the Falcons, and the Lions, three teams that we can now trust because they're consistent and do that. And in the AFC, you look on the other side, same thing. The Steelers, you're very much into it. I think the Broncos are definitely turning things around where I think you believe them as they head into their bye as a team that's going to be around at the AFC race. So I think you start with them. I think everyone else we're still figuring out. So the middle, interesting to see how the Panthers and Eagles respond and can continue to play each other here next week. So teams like that still figuring out if they're going to be more like 8-8 teams. But the established playoff teams are a lot easier to figure out.
Certainly up here, the Patriots have been a huge disappointment so far. It's still pretty early in the season. What's most surprising is that the 2-2 record the Patriots have, the two losses at home, or the fact that their defense has just been awful?
Well, I think their defense being awful leading to the two losses at home has been the biggest disappointment there. And you look at the talent there, it looks pretty darn good. So you wonder if there's a lot of things they can correct there. I mean, this is now a one-month thing. You usually see with Bill Belichick and Matt Patricia, these things are fixed pretty quickly. Pretty much fixed immediately after the Chiefs game. But now you see that consistently. The last 2 weeks against their rookie quarterback making his first start, and then Cam Newton, who was banged up and not really doing anything this year, to make those guys come alive. And now you get Jameis Winston with his weapons. He started to get hot here. It's a big, big test there. Almost in must-win situation. I never thought I would say the Patriots in week 5, but here we are.
Boy, Deshaun Watson was sure impressive against the Patriots last week. He looks like the real deal in the early going.
Definitely. I mean, what I like about Deshaun Watson, he's not caring about how he's getting things done. He's not getting a lot of style points for maybe the way he's throwing or the mechanics or footwork. But this guy, we know he's all about winning. That's what he did in Clemson. He just makes the plays he needs to make. At any time, whether with his arm or his legs, he's going to do that. So he may not be pretty. Really reminds me of early Michael Vick and the way he exploded on the scene in terms of just kind of doing things that are wow and trying to figure out how to stop him. Just not an easy guy to defend back on court.
We're talking with Vinny Iyer of the Sporting News here on Downtown. Are the 0-4 Giants as bad as they've looked so far?
Well, unfortunately, the thing that they could count on last season has let them down is the defense. We made so much about their offensive line, which isn't very good to begin with, and the fact that they can't run the ball. But now you throw in the fact that they can't play defense, and this is what you get. So you saw how important that defense was last year with how they were able to get the playoffs at 11-5. Now they've already lost 4 games, and you look at the defensive numbers. They've been totally gashed against the run. They're giving up pass plays we haven't seen. And then now you look at the injury report. It's all loaded with guys here. Both defensive ends, Olivier Vernon and Jason Pierre-Paul are hurt. Running backs are hurt. So it's not getting any better than you have your best offensive lineman now, Weston Richburg. One guy they could trust, now he has a concussion.
Teams looking for quarterbacks. E.J. Manuel's got himself a job. If only there were a quarterback out there with experience who's got mobility. What's going on?
Yeah, it's funny now that it's so weird to me that Titans would trot out Matt Castle there with Brandon Weeden behind him if the Marcus Mariota can't play. And same thing out there in Oakland with Derek Carr just turning DJ Manuel. But they like Manuel for some reason. And I think when you look at Manuel and Kaepernick's skill set, it's very similar. But I think they just went for the cheap die. I don't think they necessarily expected Manuel to rise up the depth chart and pass Connor Cook there to be the number twos. But I think after getting a taste of Cook with Carhartt last year, they needed somewhere at least veteran who could move around to do something. So Kaepernick, it doesn't look like there's going to be any calls. But these two teams needing to save their seasons didn't do it. I don't think anybody will.
Vinny, we always like to get some good fantasy insight from you. Who would be some good waiver wire pickups if they're available this week?
Well, I think one receiver you have to look in Arizona, everyone's looking at John Brown and J.J. Nelson, but Jerron Brown has actually been the better receiver the past 2 weeks. He's starting right there with Larry Fitzgerald, so that's a guy I think that every league owner should be looking at. In the backfield, it's a little trickier. We did have this major injury with Dalvin Cook, so I think Latavius Murray has to be added there. I'm not crazy about Murray's talents, but he's a starting running back all of a sudden. You can't ignore any of those. And it might be the case for Aaron Jones just for 1 week of Green Bay if Tom Montgomery can't play with that rib injury. So running backs, things always change at that position pretty quickly, and you have to always be aware of that.
Well, what's the biggest game this week, one that we ought to keep our eyes on come Sunday?
Well, I think there's a couple, but to me it has to be the Packers and Cowboys. A rematch of last year's NFC Championship game, 34-31 was the final. I expect a similar game. This is pretty must-win territory again for the Cowboys because the way this division still could get away from them, not by the Giants, but the Eagles and Redskins. So they can't really fall to 2-3, lose a second straight home game here. But I do like Green Bay in this one just because the way Aaron Rodgers is playing, Cowboys defense has really been exposed, and I think that's going to cost them here again. They didn't have to deal with Jordy Nelson in the playoff game. They will have to deal with him in this game.
Vinny Iyer, the Sporting News, talking NFL football with us. Vinny, great to talk with you as always. We appreciate it, and we'll catch you again later on in the season.
Thanks, Rich.